Hello, I'm Dodge, and this is the I Found It on Reddit Short Stories podcast, where I will be reading to you some of my favorite short stories that I find on Reddit. Today, I will be reading two stories from the subreddit No Sleep, from the author The Secret Pie. The first one is titled I Am Looking for a Human Host, and the second one is I agreed to be the human host of a mind-controlling parasite I met on Reddit as a joke, and now he won't leave. And for that one, I will be joined by fellow YouTube horror narrator, Horror Stories with the Baron. If you're not familiar with his work, you should really be familiar with his work. I will leave a link to his channel in the description. Alright, let's get started. I Am Looking for a Human Host by Reddit user The Secret Pie. Are you bored? Are you lonely and bored? Do you have a lot of time on your hands?
Do you have hands? Alright, I'm offering you a proposal with potential financial compensation for your troubles. It may sound off-putting at first blush, but hear me out. I'm looking for a human host. And I mean a willing human host, who might be willing to give up some of their time to help out an odd fellow that doesn't have hands or blood. Am I asking to control your body? Yes, sometimes. You'll still be there, but taking the back seat. Now, you're probably thinking, that sounds no fun. I don't want to spend all my time riding shotgun. And that's valid. But you also spend about half of the day unconscious anyway. Your body is just there, doing nothing. A complete waste. As for me, I don't sleep. So, we could have it so that during the day, I will graciously let you do fun human things, and at night, I'll do whatever. And by whatever, I mean perfectly safe, perfectly reasonable activities. I don't drink, and I rarely go outside. I enjoy baking, I look at pictures of birds online, and I've been getting into neuroscience lately. Very interesting stuff. You're all very interesting. And maybe you're still thinking, but hey now, I don't want some random mind-controlling thingy hauling my body around in my sleep, Weekend at Bernie's style. To which I say, you're no fun, and you're not the kind of person I want to live with anyway. But I'm a light sleeper, you say. Don't worry. I can isolate your somatosensory cortex so you can't feel anything. But my family will think it's weird, you say. Don't worry. You don't have to tell them. Actually, I would prefer that you don't tell anyone. Please. And should anyone question me, I'm not bad at impressions. I'll get really good at you impressions. It'll be the first thing I do. I know this all sounds very strange and potentially unpleasant, but remember the financial compensation that may or may not be happening. Hell, I'll even do some of your chores, if you like, while you sleep. Yeah. You could wake up and the dishes will be done. Laundry folded and coffee made. Doesn't that sound nice? And then you open the fridge and oh! What's this? Someone baked banana bread last night. That was me. I baked banana bread last night. Now, I should say, I don't have a lot of standards. I really don't. But I do, unfortunately, have some. So, let's just get them out of the way before I waste your time. Okay? Please don't contact me if you have any of the following. Anemia. Sorry, it's just not going to work out. I can pay for iron supplements, but I can't work miracles. A weak immune system. I don't like getting sick. I'm sorry. It's gross. Sick people are gross. I mean, I know it's not your fault, but healthy folks only, please. A strong immune system. Yes. I know what I just said, but I also don't want to be attacked by your immune system, so maybe you're not the picture of health, but you're just kind of okay. I'm looking for someone who is just kind of okay. A penchant for alcohol. It makes me feel strange. A name that starts with a P. I'm not the greatest at speaking. Okay, it's hard moving air through your throat and moving your tongue and your mouth at the same time. You all do it so easy. Can't say I'm not envious. But I'm the worst at making the P sound. I intentionally avoid any P word in conversation and get by well enough. But I'll look pretty foolish if I'm cavorting about, pretending to be you, and I can't even say your own name. Those are my standards. But really, other than that, I'll take anyone. I don't care if you're male or female or whatever. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're smart. I don't care if you don't have a lawyer. There's so many things that I don't care about. Now, I've specified all the ways in which I could compensate you and how our relationship will be not in any way problematic. But I want to stress that, above all things, I'm looking for a friend. Someone I can spend quiet evenings with. If you want to hang out with me during the day, that's great. I can give you fun hallucinations. Or you can have hallucinations the normal way, like by reading, like what you're doing now. I love to read. I love doing funny voices. I wonder what you think I sound like. I hope I sound nice. And one of the best things about me is I'm very quiet. No one else will be able to hear me except you. I'll be like your own personal friend that only you know. Like a secret friend. And you don't even have to talk to me because I can read your thoughts. I suppose I should tell you a bit more about myself since you're still reading. I was born in the Everglades, I think. It's been a while. But I remember being so cold and so alone. But then I met this sweaty man in a colorful t-shirt with a camera and half a granola bar and with blood so hot. So, yeah. He was my first host. And I'll admit, we weren't the best of friends. It was a confusing time for both of us. I was confused. He was confused. What happened was really both of our faults, you could say. He was a bird watcher, if I recall correctly. Just watched birds all the time. I thought it might have been out of jealousy. Watching those little things flying around makes you feel kind of stuck. I feel stuck. So I decided to be a bird for a while to see if it was really all it's cracked up to be. Squished myself into the body of this lovely American crow. We settled down, built a nest, and laid several nice healthy eggs with a man-bird by the name of Richard Baxter. He was a very proud bird, very large, and he gave me so many wonderful gifts, like children, and also small pieces of plastic. I still have all of them. The plastic, not the children. I'd never been so happy. All these hormones had me consumed in the joy of motherhood. But the crow's health was failing. I could not sustain myself. Its pathetic little heart beat weaker and weaker. I tried starving. I tried everything I could. I wanted to be a bird so bad. But it just wasn't working out. The bird stopped working. The other crows had a funeral service for me, even though I was still alive. I tried to tell them, but I'm not good at speaking, you remember? It was all just a big mess. I haven't seen Baxter since, but I still think about him a lot. Is that weird?
I'm totally over it, though.
After that incident, I got kind of depressed. But I was too much of a coward to do much about it. I possessed a lot of trash animals. Gulls, raccoons, and salespeople. I did what I could to survive. That's kind of where I am now. I am currently living in Miami, Florida. Been body surfing almost every day. Right now, I'm using a library computer and a librarian. She does not like being possessed. Boy, howdy are these fingers twitching. But you can thank her for my halfway decent grammar. I'm tired of feeling like a parasite. I want to try a different approach. I want to be friends. Like with Richard Baxter, except I also live in your brain and drink your blood sometimes. But I'll make you bread in your sleep, so it's okay. It's been really hard finding someone willing to put up with me. I've tried everything. So, I thought I would put up an advertisement online. Why not? Can't say the P word in real life, but you can hear it in your head loud enough, I hope. I know I kept saying that I would compensate you financially, but I'm going to be real with you. I don't have much. I've got like 20 bucks, some small pieces of plastic, and a book about finance. But I'm a real hoot, so please. If you're interested, leave your comments below. I would love to get to know you. I need to go now. The library is closing soon, but I'll get back as soon as I can. Just borrowed someone's mobile device, and also fingers, so I can now respond. My name is James now. So many friendly replies. My prior experiences have not led me to believe that so many of you would jump at the opportunity of being possessed. Judging by your responses, learning to make banana bread was the single best decision I have ever made. To be sure, I will respond to and consider all of you, but I'm a bit overwhelmed. How can I pick from such a smorgasbord of potential lives? Anyway, I'm thinking I might become a bit of a swinger, just to try new things, you know, rather than commit to one partner. I want to know how you all think, how you all feel. I want to know everything. I agreed to be the human host of a mind-controlling parasite I met on Reddit as a joke, and now he won't leave. By The Secret Pie. Featuring Horror Stories with the Baron.
Okay. Cards on the table. I'm really drunk right now. I don't want to be. I can't think and I have a massive headache. But I need to be alone for 5 minutes. Where do I even begin? A few days ago, I agreed to be willingly possessed in exchange for $20. That sounds really stupid when I type it out. Do you think I'm stupid? Like, you all saw the post, right? I'm not sure if this is actually happening or if I'm just having a psychotic break. I met James at the laundromat near my college. That type that has those annoying fluorescent lights that are too loud. I asked him if he wanted to meet someplace cool, like Lizzie's or the arcade. But he said his clothes were covered in blood and they needed a good wash. I laughed. He laughed. He was wearing this ridiculously large fur overcoat and wide-brimmed sun hat with plastic flowers glued onto it. You know, like the kind at Hobby Lobby.
It's so wonderful to meet you, Carlos,
he said, smiling with both rows of teeth.
You're a bit hairier than I thought you would be.
Bro, beggars can't be choosers.
Right, of course.
His eyes shifted around, probably checking to see that no one was watching. Then, with a shaking hand, he lifted his cloak and outstretched some tightly clenched fingers. And he handed me $20. And I was like, nice. As his hand retreated, the fabric of his cloak fell back over his chest, but not before I noticed this enormous gaping wound. Are you okay?
Hmm? Oh, yes, I'm fine.
We can RP later. Like, I think you need to go to a hospital. I saw something pulsing around underneath the wound. Something writhing, like maggots. I don't... This ramen noodle looking... Oh, God. I think I'm going to be sick. I haven't been drunk since freshman year. I got my shit together. I talked to the counselor. I talked to my mom. Well, she talked to me. Yelled. My mom yelled at me. Of course, her yelling at me didn't help the fact that I didn't have a single friend and my grades were shit, so... But that doesn't matter. Someday, I'm going to be a doctor. And I'm going to have a lot of money. Then, maybe, I'll go to Disney World. So I can forget the tendrils sprawling through my arteries and wrapped around my heart and brainstem. Where the did I put my meds? Honestly. It wasn't so bad at first. I showed James some of my favorite books and shit, and he said he liked my dead wasp collection. Well, he never said that, but, like, you know how when you read something, there's this little voice in your head? He's like that. My roommate said the only thing I did while sleepwalking was Google pictures of birds and cry. But I started waking up and... weirder places. Mostly sewers. Also the arcade one time, but mostly the sewers. I didn't have a scratch on me, though, so I didn't care. James did make lots of food, as promised. Banana bread. Also, fruity pebbles casserole. Olive and peanut butter smoothies. And microwaved sardines. A whole f***ing buffet of thrown together abominations. I mean, they weren't half f***ing. They were full of f***ing. He was really trying. I didn't eat any of it, of course. I mean, the banana bread was full of eggshell shards and tastes like f***ing. And he was all like, we need calcium. And I mean, maybe we do. I think he's growing. I can feel it. This is all my fault. You know why it's all my fault? I was too nice to James. Because whenever I felt like shit, I'd be like, hey, James, can you do this? I feel like shit. And he would get so excited about getting to do literally anything. Even listening to the most boring 300-to-1 student-teacher ratio Zoom lecture from our condescending professors. I mean, it was weird the first couple of times he did it. My muscles pulling and stretching without me asking them to. And whenever I tried, nothing. Maybe a little twitch. But I got used to it. And it was so easy to just clock out and let him take over, you know? Whenever I was falling asleep in class, I'd hear his brain voice just be like,
"Hey, why don't you take a break?"
And well, how could I refuse? One day, I really felt like and basically been letting him do everything. I needed a mental break. I had a lot going on. I've been working on myself. Then, at around 8 p.m., I remember something I had to do. I told James to give me my body back, but he didn't listen. I told him again and again. I was like, "James, what the f***?" Except I couldn't say that because I couldn't say f***ing anything. I started to hyperventilate, but James put a stop to that, forcing me to breathe slowly. I could feel my heart beating in my ears. I tried to scream, I tried to shout, but I was frozen in the middle of my living room, trapped inside myself. I had completely lost control. The dressed me up in dumbass clothes and made me eat all the up shit that had been sitting in our fridge. Eggshells like shards of glass in my teeth. Crunching it up with shells. Just crunching away. I wasn't acting like myself. For almost an entire week, I wasn't acting like myself. And people weren't noticing. But that wasn't the worst part. What was worse was, they liked James. I smiled to everyone like for a f***ing camera and like offered to help people with their bags. And they said like, "You look so good in that. And you're so nice today, Carlos." Like I'm not nice normally. I never hurt anyone. Maybe I don't go out of my way to treat everyone like the Queen of England, but I'm a nice guy. I f***ing swear, everyone is out to get me. Maybe a week later, I don't know. Time isn't real. James got invited to a rager, covered himself up in 15 colorful scarves and was flirting with everyone. I was sweating buckets. At some point, Becky brought us a margarita. So much sugar you can't taste anything else. The lights are blinding. Everyone looked so stupid. Suddenly, I can move my hands. Whatever this creature is, I don't think it tolerates alcohol. As long as I keep drinking, I'll stay in control. But drinking makes me lose control. I can't f***ing win. I don't want to be a puppet forever. I don't want to eat any more f***ing eggshells. I don't know what to do. Can't cut them out because I'm too drunk. Don't want to go to the psych ward because they'll think I'm crazy. They'll take me in. I get sober. James takes over. Don't want to go to the doctor and get an x-ray because they notice I'm drunk. They get me sober. James says some shit like,
"I'm doing swell, doctor. I'm going to go off to pictures of birds now."
I don't want to talk to my mom because, yeah, I'm not talking to my mom. I don't know. I'm so f***ing tired. And I'm running out of vodka. And I'm scared. I have no friends to confide in. Everyone thinks I'm crazy. And I technically have a rhetoric essay due tomorrow. But James actually wrote it, and it's good. So, Reddit, what the f*** do I do?
Well, thank you so much for listening to our reading of the short Scary Stories, I Am Looking for a Human Host. And I agreed to be the human host of a mind-controlling parasite I met on Reddit as a joke. And now he won't leave. Part 1 and Part 2 of the series was written by The Secret Pie. Thank you so much for allowing us to share your wonderful stories. And thank you so much, Horror Stories with the Baron, for contributing your wonderful voice to the story as well. All right, you guys, well, I will see y'all soon. You'll have a great rest of your weekend, and I will catch you on the next page.